Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos of Samech Vav. Pick it up on the top of the page. A few lines down here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 lines down. Third one in the line. Miyom. Haviachem Tisperu. It says from the day of you bring the Omer, you shall count. Yachal Yixov Yavi. You would have thought that it means that you should reap the barley and then bring the Omer the same day. Second day of Pesach. One can begin to count whenever he wants, right? Talmud Lomar, what's the mashmos? It sounds like Mimochas Shabbos, and that comes, which is the day you bring the Omer, it's possible to start the mitzvah of counting. Not necessary to begin counting on a day. So you can start a day after that, you know, whatever you want. You know, it certainly doesn't have to be done right away. So now, you would have thought that Talmud Lomar Mehochel Chemesh Bakama Tochel Lispor. From when the sickle is first put to the standing crop, you should begin to count. It says Mashba that it starts when the barley is cut before the Omer is brought. E Mehochel Chemesh Tochel Lispor. If the Torah would only set from the time when the sickle is first put to the standing crop, that's when you start to count. Yachal Yixov Yispar. You would have thought that you cut and then you start to count the same day, second day of Pesach. For 6 years to Yavi, whenever you want, you can go and you can bring the Omer. Talmud Lomar miyom aviyachem. Therefore, it says from the day that you bring the Omer, you shall count, which is mashma that you can't count until the day the Omer is brought. However, if, besides the Pasuk, when it says, from when the sickle is first put, you shall count, the Torah would have said, had only said, from the day of you bring the Omer, you count, then Yachi Yixov Yispar V'Yavi Bayom. You would think that one should reap and count and bring the Omer in the daytime. Talmud Lomar, Sheva Shavos Tumiyos Tiyenu, that it's got to be 7 weeks to count, right? They should be complete. Emesai Tomotzei Sheva Shavos Tumiyos, when you find them, Esman Shetamaschil, Limnos Yibarev, when you begin to count from the night, from the previous night, since that's when you start to very, very voker. The Torah, therefore, needs to tell us that makes it that the counting and the reaping, which comes before it, is done in the evening after the nightfall. Yachal Yik, so you would have thought that maybe what you do is you do Kotzer, you have Yavis for Laila, and you do it and you count that at night, Tamlom Miyom Aviyachem, from the day, which means, right, which implies that it's during the daytime. Okay, so how do you do this together? Ksira Sphere Belaila Vava Bayom. The reaping and counting happens at night, and the bringing of the Omer happens in the day. Okay, on last daf, we discussed the following. We had two brises that brought different rayas of the, you know, of the Torah Shebaal Peh, over the Baisusim, in reference to the time of the bringing of the Omer. So we break it down. Amar Rava, Kulu Islu Pircha, all of them can be knocked out. Bar Mitarte Tanoi Basroi, Bema Masnisa Kamaisa Masnisa Basaisa, except for the rayas that I learned that from the two Tanoim of the former Braisa and the latter Braisa. The less Islu Pircha, that can't be knocked out. Imi the Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, if the Torah Shebaal Peh, right, what we learned out, what we learned from Yochanan ben Zakkai, from Israel, that he based on the stira of the two psukim. The one says weeks, the other one says days. No, we could just say, Dilma Kedabai. Maybe it goes according to Abai. Dama Abai, mitzvah l'mimne yomi, mitzvah l'mimne shavui. It's a mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Therefore, they're not free in order to teach us whether or not it starts on Sunday. Anyone from Rabbi Yeshua who said that the Omer it's got to start on the fixed day of the month, then we could say, Mimayidav Yom Tov Rishon Kai. Why is he assuming that the Pasuk is referring to the first day of Pesach, the 15th Nisan? Then Dimu Yom Tov Achron Kai. Maybe somewhere the 21st day of Nisan. Right? The 21st day of Nisan. Ah, maybe, right? So it's Yom Tov Sheni, which would also allow for the count to begin on a fixed date, and it's at the end. Rabbi Shmuel, if you don't say that, less of picha. Those, there's no picha, you don't knock it off. Right? They said the omer to be brought at the beginning of Pesach. It was against my susim that it's brought on Sunday, which could fall even at the end or even after the Chag altogether. Since the rai specified the beginning of the Chag, the refer must be to the Yom Tov, right? The first Yontif, as opposed to the second Yontif, the Shvi Shel Pesach. Imid Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda. If it's learned from Rabbi Yehuda, because he learns out from the Pesukim that the Omer count has to last 50 days each year. It goes against the Baisusim, who say that in the year where Pesach starts on Shabbos, then the count lasts for 50 days on the second day of the Chag, but in others it can end more than 50 days after the second day. Like, let's say Pesach starts on a Sunday and it gets pushed off, counting 6 days until the next Sunday, then you count 56 days, right? Okay, so even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, I mean, I would have thought, Delma Chamshin Levad Mehanishita, maybe the Torah means 50 days without those extra 6 days. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, if we look from Yehuda ben Meseira, shtickle. It's the same as over there, as we saw. The Mimai de Yom Tov Rishon Kai. How do you know it's on Yom Tov Rishon? The Yom Tov Acharon. Okay, maybe it's going on. Talking about Yom Tov Acharon. Okay. The Tsunami Chazi Lepircha. Yossi also saw this flaw in his own Raya. Behind it to come over. Oh, that's where he brought a second proof over here, which doesn't get knocked out. Right? The last proof of the second Brisa is brought by Shimon ben Elazar. And that's something which can't be knocked out. Gufa Amar Abaye. Zok the Heilige Abaye. Amar Abaye. Mitzvah Lemimne Yome, Mitzvah Lemimne Shavui, like we saw a moment ago. There's a mitzvah that counts the days and a mitzvah that counts the weeks. That's how we know. Hayom, Yom, Shmini, the. You remember Shmini Lomer or Bo Omer? Am I getting into two Shavua Chat Yom Echad? Whatever it is, I can't even think. We'll see it soon, though. Okay, Pesach. Mitzvah Lomer the Yom Mitzvah Lomer Shavuay. Rabbanan and Devei Rabbi Ashi Mani Yomi or Mani Shavuay. They count the days and they count the weeks. Amemar Mani Yomi Velo Mani Shavuay. No, only the days, not the weeks. Amar he says Zecher Lemikdashu. Now that we're like after the bias of the destruction of the Chor and the bias, this was this counting is only a Zecher Lemikdash. Therefore, you don't have to like do it in the exact practice. Vayter says the next Heliga Mishnah. So then we talk about the idea of the reaping the barley for the Omer. We go next. Kisaruo the Evanusanu Bekupos. They would go and reap and put into baskets. Have you Lazaravayim Havavim Oso Baor? They would bring it into the Azara, and they would go ahead and they would toast it. Ah, toasty. Over a nice little fire. Kedei l'kayim bo mitzvah kali, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of toasting. Gotta make it toasty, so therefore you go and you toast it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zagazik Rabbi Meir. V'chacham v'chacham say, b'kamim v'kolachos chotanoso. Before they toast it, they would beat it with soft reeds and stems to remove the kernels and the stalks, in order that it would not end up being crushed. Because unlike dry barley stalks, which are threshed with something, a type of process, these ones were threshed with the reeds of cabbage stems that they would not be crushed. That was like very intense, you know, type of equipment. So labouf, they would put these kernels into a copper pipe to be toasted. Va'abu of Hayamanukov is perforated. This year, or Sholi Pekula, the fire would rule over all of it. Shetachuhu ba'azara, after it was threshed and toasted, it would spread it on the courtyard. Va'ruach minashevitz ba, the wind would blow on it. And so new, it would dry up the any of the moisture. It's a new l'rechayim shel grasso, so it would put it in the mill, in the bean mill. It would take from it the yisaron, the fine flour. Shumanupa Bishlosha Sayinapa, that was sifted 13 times. With 13 different sieves. Vashai Nifta Venecha L'chol Adam, the leftover is redeemed, it can be eaten by anyone. V'chai V'chala, and whatever's left is, you have to do the mitzvah. V'chala, Potam, and a Maiser, but you don't have to do Maiser on such a thing. Rashi says, the Meruach Ubiyad Hektish. Umiruach hektish poter min a meiser. Can the first thing we can see that from on our base. And we keep a chayav b'chal meiser. He says no, you're a chayav in these things. Says Rashi. The first thing we're going to explain why. Tana Rabbana and Aviv. When it says that the but the Omer, it says Aviv is like the first ears. Ze Aviv. It means the first harvest. Kalor be'esh toast over a fire. Malam mitzvah Yisrael mehavin osa be'esh. They were toasted over fire, Kadilakaimbo Mitzvah's Kli, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of toasting. Divrei Rav Meir, so says the words of Rav Meir. Chamor Mechorim say, peep, turn the page. Samech Vav Amabes. Ein Or Lashon Kali says, direct singeing by fire is not the meaning of when it says Kali. Ella Dover Acher. Kali means toasting something with something else between it and the fire, like we're going to see. Ein Lashon Kali, Ella Dover Kalil. This idea Kali is, it means here only to something shiny. Something shiny. It's like a. Yeah, Bechli Nechoshes Kalal. A shiny copper vessel, says Rashi. Hakkes, how is it done? Abuf Shel Klayus Yisham. There was this copper pipe that was used by those who sell parched grains, was there in the Beis HaMikdash. Fayim Nukov. Kikvara, and it was perforated like a sieve, Kadesh Deheya, or Shaletis Bukulos, that the fire would prevail over all of it. And the bar was put in this pipe, which was then put into the fire. Aviv Kaloi Geras. The first ear is toasted over fire. Geras means coarsely ground. Any of them, Aviv Kaloi, em Geras Kaloi. I don't know whether the pasuk means that the first ear should be toasted, or whether the coarsely ground flour should be toasted. Kishu Omer Ba'esh. But then when it says Ba'esh, that it's done in fire, Hifsika Inyan. This made a split. It divided this topic, the word toasted from coarsely ground, and tells us to read it with first ears. So the barley has to be toasted before it's ground. Caramel, Rach Umal. Does it mean caramel? It's talking about rach. It's soft, mal, and it's crushable. It's telling us that the barley for the omer should be soft and easily squeezed. The chenu omer. Also, it says ish ba mibal shalisha v'yava leisha v'lokim lechem bikurim v'esrim lechem sa'arim v'caramel bitzikol. Vino. Okay. Fascinating. Pasuk in Malachim. It says, a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought to the man of God, namely Elisha, bread from the first crop, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh kernels in their husks. Elisha said, give it to the people and have them eat. But v'yatzak lado, he came, he poured out his food to us, v'achlu achalnu, and we ate it, v'navahaya, and it was good. That was just like another example of a word that can be understood as a contraction. I mean, another one, v'omer, nis'alusa be'ahavim, let us enjoy ourselves with acts of love, says Pasuk in Mishlei. Yeah, well. So Melch is warning against following the Yitzhahara. Who's that? The woman here. So let us enjoy ourselves with acts of love. So it says this Alsala is Nisa Venita. It means let's talk. Venita Vidala, and then go up. I'm going to go to the bed. Venismach and have joy. Veniskata Be'avim. And be involved in acts of love. Okay. Another example, V'yomer, Kenaf Renanim Ne'alasa. The wing of Renanim, the Renanim bird, is enjoyed. Nose, it carries its eggs. Ola goes up to its nest for the schata and lowers itself in order to put the eggs in the nest. Another example, last one. Ve'omer, ki yarat haderech lenegdi, because you anxiously hurried on the road to oppose me. Right, this is by Bilam that stopped him from going ahead and to curse the Jewish people. He sent the Malach there to stop him. So this is the Lashon of the Pasuk. Yarasa, it was afraid. Ra'asa, it saw. And Natsasa, and it veered off the road. Okay. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. We explained the word Carmel is a contraction of words. So there were some that they taught Carmel is Carmelay, a pillow that's full. The kernel should be entirely ripe to the point that it's completely filled in the husk. It looks like a stuffed pillow. Okay, we saw in the Mishnah that once the flour left over from the Omer is redeemed, then you have to take Chala, but not the Maisos. And the Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva, Mechai, Bechala, Maisos, both of them. Omer of Kana. Omer, Hoyer, Rabbi Kiva, would say, Meruach Hektish Enopoter. If you smooth the smoothing of the grain that belongs to Hektish, that doesn't patter it from having to take off Maisos. Sorry. Moser of Shesha, so he comes and he asks, Moser, Shalos, Sa, and Elo, the leftover of these three Sa, Maya Oseba, what would they do with it? Nifta v'nechal l'chala, there was redeemed Eden to every person. V'chai b'chala put them in the ma'aser. So v'kiva v'chai b'chala uva ma'aser. Somer lo, so they says to him, Podem yad gizbach, gizbach yochiach. No, this din of somebody who redeems regular grain, nothing new with the Omer, right, from the Beis HaMikdash, from is going to disprove you. Shechai b'chala put them ma'aser. Shechai b'chala put them ma'aser. V'im isa. Now, if it's true, like if Kahana is saying, the Meruach Hektish Eno Pater, that's not going to be Pater, it's not going to exempt it from the Maesus. My Kamile, what is it that, what are the Chacham is saying to Rabbi Kiva? He, it's the same thing, right? The case that they're bringing in their argument is the same as the one that's brought. Rabbi Kiva is arguing with them, it's just like the Omer, so does he disagree about the grains redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash. How then can the Chachamim use their opinion in the second case to challenge Rabbi Akiva? It comes up from the Chachamim's argument that Rabbi Akiva accepts their premise that other redeemed grain is putter from Maisos, which goes against Rav Kahana's way of explaining Rabbi Akiva. Vod, another question of Kahana. Vod is for Rav Kahana by Tachlipe, the Rav Kahana. Midatanya says in the Baisa, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev. Because the Beis HaMikdash's money is spent only when it's needed for it. And on what it's needed for, meaning like the finally discerned of the flour, the rest of the three saw didn't become the property of the Beis HaMikdash in the first place, and therefore it has to for sure take off the Maisos. And Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, he explains, Talmud Arachu B'Fivsh Rabbi Akiva. Established teaching in the mouth of Rabbi Akiva, Shalun Nisna Maus Ella Lazarach Lahen, that the temple money, basically his money, is spent only on what it's needed for, the final Isarun. Amarava. Pshita Lidim Meruach Hektish Potah. It's Pasha to me, the smoothing of the grain owned by the Beis HaMikdash is going to be putter from taking off Maisos. If you Rabbi Akiva lo kol mechayev, also Rabbi Akiva says you chayev, only he's doing it there, ela shelo nitna mos, ela l'tzarech lehen. Because the Beis HaMikdash money was spent only on what it was given to. Although what it's needed for, meaning the final Isarun, but the leftover flour didn't become the Beis HaMikdash stuff in the first place. But generally speaking, you smooth out the grain owned by the treasury over here. It's not going to potter from tithes. Says Ra, and Rava continues this and says, Meruach, what is that? Vartanya. Where'd I go? Pardon. Okay, so let's just do that last part one more time. We said that the Meruach Oved Kuchav Tanoi. This question, whether that smoothing of the grain by the Avodah Zarnik is going to pot there. The smoothing of a guy, if he goes in and smooths that, it's going to pot there. That's like Machlokes the Tanoi, the time was in the Bible. He said, Tarmim Mishal Yisrael, Shal Yisrael. You can think of Truma from that of a Yid to another Yid. So, Mishal Ovikacham, Ashal Ovikachavim. Mishal Kusim, Ashal Kusim. Mishal Kol, Al Shal Kol, from any of these people, for the produce of any of the others. Different Meir of Yehuda, is exact to them. Yosim, Yerim Shimon, Omrim. Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael. Mishal Ovikacham, Al Kusim. Mishal Kusim, Ashal Ovikachavim. Avon Mishal Yisrael, Al Shal Kachavim. That you can't do. Below Mishal Ovikachavim. Vishal Kusim Al Shalom Yisrael. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish y'all a great, great day.